From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. From a playground in Colorado to a college football game in Ohio to a Home Depot in Virginia, everybody, it seems, is talking about last night's debate. We sent reporters out to three states that will be crucial in the November election, and they brought back these swing state snapshots.
I'm Allison Keyes in Northern Virginia at that bastion of commonality, a Home Depot. Many out shopping this morning watched the debate intently. Most didn't see a clear winner, and while none of them heard anything to change their minds, people like Ernest Gaskins were struck by the demeanor of the candidates.
I am for Obama, but at the same token, I felt like some views that McCain had, he was very condescending.
I thought Senator Obama would end up being the clear winner, but I thought McCain did very, very well.
Christian Petritich was at Home Depot with his four-year-old son, Aiden, and says he's a longtime Republican who will likely vote that way in November. A key factor for him is McCain's bipartisan appeal.
The Democrats tend to want to fight their own battle and say the Republicans aren't doing a good job, and it seemed like McCain is kind of trying to work with both parties to make things happen.
Ben Stagg and Kathy Hudson have a Biker for McCain sticker on the back of their Jeep. Stagg says McCain has the experience, even if the economy is the Republicans' weak suit.
He needs to know the economy. He doesn't need to be an expert on it. It's like in my job, I have people that work for me, and they're much smarter than me. Okay.
Angela Clayton of Fairfax says there was absolutely a winner last night.
I would say Barack Obama.
But Clayton worries that some voters seem to be choosing their candidates along racial lines when people should be trying to put the person in the White House who will look out for the nation's best interest. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
I'm Kirk Ziegler at Washington Park in Denver, where under a bright blue sky, kids are scaling the jungle gyms and soaring on the swings. Last night's debate was watched closely in this swing state, Colorado.
He goes right down to bed every night, right down.
Scott Thisted, who works as a financial advisor for Merrill Lynch, is pushing his daughter on the swings.
I would generally say a draw. I think McCain showed his experience. I think Obama showed a little bit more personality.
Thisted and his wife Valerie plan to vote for McCain because of his foreign policy experience.
And I think that that was a highlight for me. I think it's really important that we do have a commander-in-chief who has dynamic international experience.
Their minds were already made up before the debate, as was Daryl McCoskey's, who watched as her daughter had a go on the sliding board.
Yeah, you know, 8 years ago I thought McCain was a pretty cool guy, but I really think that he has changed.
Nearby, Kearney Daniel says she was put off by McCain's lack of eye contact with the camera or his opponent.
I thought that was very odd because I thought it was Obama was good in that point that he spoke to the audience where McCain didn't.
Daniel is an independent in a state where independents outnumber Democrats or Republicans. She says she's still undecided, even after watching last night's debate. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Ziegler in Denver.
I'm M.L. Schulze at Fawcett Stadium in Canton, Ohio. If this were a clearer day, we'd literally be in the shadows of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Many of those coming to the small college matchup of Walsh and Quincy Universities already got their dose of football for the weekend, with Friday night high school matchups that draw 10, even 15,000 fans. That meant a lot of them weren't home watching the presidential debate. But Canton is also in a key swing county in a key swing state, and that makes the November 4th election a topic of interest for those who watched the debate and those who didn't.
I was leaning Obama. I'm a teacher, and our National Education Association is really backing Barack Obama. I'm probably still leaning in that way as well, but I just think right now it's, you know, everything that's going on in our economy and with the stock market and the price of everything. I mean, it's scary, and I don't feel convinced that either one is going to be completely capable to handle all those situations.
I've always been a Republican, so I'm just kind of on the fence.
There's no chance you won't vote at all, is there?
Well, I had thought about that, and then I thought, I can't do that.
Right.
I've always voted.
How many years is always, if that's not too impolite to ask?
Well, I'm pretty old, so it's been a lot of years.
82.
It made me even feel more strongly about Obama.
Why?
You know, I don't agree with the economic package that they've had the last few years, and I don't know. I just think he's the man. But we'll cancel each other out.
You're for McCain?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't like Obama.
And what? I do like him.
What do you like about
him? I think he's a fresh face. I like what he has to say.
Actually, I was Hillary, but but now I'm Obama.
Well, Ron Paul should be running, but he's not running, so I'm voting for McCain.
The voices of Linda and Bob Neff, Helen Schaefer, and Jennifer Albrecht, brought to us by reporter ML Schultze of WKSU in Canton, Ohio.